Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. I'm going to pass the time over to worship. Please stand as we come to a time of worship.
Good morning, Father God. We gather here today to bless your name, to acknowledge and declare how great you are and how small we are. And despite us being like dust, you, King of the heavens, still deem us worthy of your love and your sacrifice. And that is the reason why we gather here today. We ask you to search our hearts and to test our thoughts. And as we gather to sing, as brothers and sisters who believe in the same God, may we sing like never before. Reasons to despair and to complain, we have so many more reasons to praise and be thankful. We thank you, God.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never. Jesus bled and died for me. I see His wounds, His hands, His feet. My Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears. They laid Him down in Joseph's tomb, the entrance sealed by heavy stone. Messiah stood and all alone. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Days we will sing your praise.
Spirit. Come and fill this place. Fill our hearts with you. You are welcome here. And for those of us who are down or distracted or burdened, we come to you and we cast all our anxieties and our cares onto you. Because Jesus, you are King, everlasting King, our High Priest. And we take heart because you have overcome. We thank you for that. We give you all the praise and all the glory. We thank you. Let's just spend a few more minutes just to meditate on what's been said. And just to ask ourselves those three questions again if we remember them. And if we know that some of those answers are not what we want them to be, let's just ask the Holy Spirit to show us how we can change, how we can improve and grow to be more like Him. To be more like Jesus. Jesus, we know how great you are and how beautiful you are. And we also know how we all fall short of your glory. But we also know that we are all justified freely as a gift because of what you did. And it's today that we tap into that power, the same power that conquered the grave, the same Spirit resurrected to life is the one that lives in us. So Spirit, can you continue to grow in our lives? In the way we speak and act and live. Be the center of everything that we do. Consume every part of us. We hide nothing from you.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus.
Shall we stand? Let's sing that again. Jesus at the center.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you at the center of it all. At the center of it all. At the center of it all, Jesus, at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it'll always be. It's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters.
What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name.
Christ my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. What a beautiful name it is. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus Christ, my King. What a beautiful name it is. Nothing compares to this. What a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest spring, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. My hope is built.
Christian, but may we just go from this place empowered and equipped through the working of your Holy Spirit, and would you use us to glorify you, to spread your message of hope to those that need it. In Jesus' most precious name I pray, amen. You may may all be seated, and after a quiet moment of reflection, you can join us downstairs for some tea biscuits. The place is a bit messy downstairs, but if you want to get a seat, just help yourself for a seat. But don't move the tables. But yeah, there's tea and coffee. Well, there's tea and water downstairs. Also a reminder, extreme parents, the kids of extreme kids, to pick up the kids from the classroom, and also likewise with the Sunday school, the younger Sunday school classes. Okay, thank you.